chapter 24 to 27. And he showed me mountains, and the ground between them was of burning fire, which was burning during the night. And I proceeded beyond them, and I saw seven glorious mountains, all differing each from the other, whose stones were precious in their beauty. And all the mountains were precious and glorious and beautiful in form. Three to the east were firmly set one on the other, and three to the south one on the other, with deep and rugged ravines. Not one approached any other. And the seventh mountain was in the middle of these, and it rose above them in its height, like the seat of a throne. And fragrant trees encircled it. And among them was a tree with a fragrance such as I had never smelled. And among them was no other like it. It had a fragrance sweeter than all spices. And its leaves and its blossoms and its wood do not wither even to the age. But its fruit was beautiful, like dates of palm trees. Then I spoke, "How beautiful is this tree, and fragrant! And its leaves are lovely, and its blossoms are lovely to behold." Then Michael, one of the holy messengers who was with me, and who was their leader, answered me, and he spoke to me,
"Enoch, why do you ask, and why do you marvel at the fragrance of this tree, and why do you want to learn the truth?"
Then I answered him, "I want to learn about all things, but especially about this tree." And he answered, saying,
"This high mountain which you saw, whose peak is like a throne of a god, is the seat where the great Lord, the Holy One of the glory, the King of the age, will sit when he descends to visit the earth in goodness. And as for this fragrant tree, no flesh has the authority to touch it until the great judgment, in which there will be rightful punishment upon all and a consummation until an age. Then it will be given to righteous and sacred ones. Its fruit will be food for the elect ones. And it will be transplanted to a holy place beside the house of God, the King of the age. Then they will be glad, being glad and rejoicing, and they will enter into the holy place. Its fragrances will be in their bones, and they will live a long life upon the earth, such as your fathers also lived in their days, and tortures and plagues and scourges will not touch them."
Then I blessed the God of the glory, the King of the age, who prepared such things for the humans who are righteous, and created such things, and said that he would give these to them. And from there, I was transported to the center of the earth. And I saw a blessed region where there were trees whose saplings survive and burgeon from a felled tree. There, I saw a holy mountain. From beneath the mountain, water came from the east, and its descent was toward the south. And to the east, I saw another mountain higher than it. In between them was a deep ravine, which was narrow. And through it, water flowed beneath the mountain. And to the west of this was another mountain, lower than it, and not of great height. And a deep and dry ravine was beneath it, between them. And there was another deep and dry ravine at the summit of the three mountains. And every ravine was deep, a flint-hard rock, and there was not a tree planted in them. And I marveled at the mountain, and I marveled at the ravine. Indeed, I marveled exceedingly. And I spoke, "Why is this land blessed, and all of it filled with trees, whereas that ravine is cursed?" Then Sariel, one of the holy messengers who was with me, answered and said to me,
"This cursed valley is for those who are cursed, even to the age. Here, all the accursed will be gathered together, those who state unseemly words with their mouth against the Lord and utter hard words against His glory. Here they will be gathered, and here will be their habitation at the last ages, in the days of the judgment of the truth, in the presence of the righteous ones, for all time. Here the impious ones will bless the Lord of the glory, the King of the age. In the days of their judgment, they will bless in accordance with how He has imparted mercy to them."
Then I blessed the Lord of the glory, and I explained His glory, and hymned magnificently.